Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. It was a busy holiday weekend at the shore. Governor Murphy says the state has its concerns about the coronavirus there, but they also have their eyes on New Jersey residents who have been traveling to other states. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Heading into and during the 4th of July weekend, the message being hammered home was to act responsibly at the shore.
The beaches are quite crowded. Yes, the answer is unequivocally, wear a mask.
That's Governor Murphy on Meet the Press. He mentioned all the progress New Jersey has made, but an emerging concern is New Jersey residents getting the virus from out of state.
Small spikes in reinfection from folks coming back from places like Myrtle Beach and as well as in Florida, other hot spots. To me, it says we need a national strategy. We're only as strong as our weakest link right now.
The governor elaborated, saying there was a wedding in Myrtle Beach where New Jersey residents got the virus. South Carolina is one of the 16 states on the quarantine list in New Jersey. It's also on Pennsylvania's list. Governor Murphy says it's hard to enforce the quarantine, but the hope is people take responsibility and stay home for 14 days if they've been to any of those states on the list. A couple of the Pennsylvania state parks in our region were forced to turn away visitors at various times over the holiday weekend because of near-record crowds showing up at the gates. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
The July 4th holiday period is one of the busiest times for the state parks in our region, especially Marsh Creek in Chester County and Nockamixon and Neshaminy in Bucks County, and French Creek straddling Berks and Chester counties. Cindy Adams-Dunn, Secretary of the PA Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, which runs the parks, says because of COVID-19 restrictions, parking lots are only open at 75% capacity to accommodate social distancing.
Disappointingly for some, they get to the park and they get turned away because the park has reached capacity. And this has happened in past years, even without the COVID pandemic.
She says Nockamixon, Marsh Creek, and French Creek were especially popular destinations because of the pools at each location. She says because of COVID-19 restrictions in place at the pools, there were limits to the number of people allowed in at each at various times. Dunn's advice, especially with the hot weather forecast this week, come early or later in the day to get a spot. At least 30 people were shot and 7 were killed yesterday in Philadelphia's deadliest day this year. A 6-year-old boy is the youngest victim. He was shot in the chest inside a home on Kendrick Street near Torsdale Avenue in the Holmesburg section. He died at the hospital. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says they're still trying to figure out how the boy was shot.
There was an adult in the home with the children, the 6-year-old and other younger children. And the neighbor transported that adult and the young boy to the hospital.
Neighbors say there were a lot of family members around. They were having a 4th of July party the night before the boy was shot.
They were just having a party, you know. A lot of noise going on, but that's about it.
So far, no arrests have been made. Pennsylvanians who've lost income because of COVID-19 can apply for rental assistance beginning today. Philadelphians are eligible even if they applied for a similar program in May. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Some 4,000 Philadelphians received 3 months of rent payments that were offered in mid-May, but almost 13,000 applied. City officials hope to help 6,300 with new CARES Act funds that are coming through the state and are offering up to 6 months of payments, but the rules are slightly different.
Greg Heller of Philadelphia Housing Development Corporation, which is running the city's program, says for one thing, payments will be awarded first come, first serve, so it's important to apply early. He says there are also additional requirements for landlords, such as no charges above the $750 payment, which he hopes most will accept.
When tenants aren't paying rent, landlords aren't getting rent, and many landlords in Philadelphia are small businesses, and so we think that many landlords will want to participate.
Applications are online. There are links for every county on our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.